Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stabilizing an Unstable Economy is a major work of macroeconomic theory by Hyman Minsky, a leading post-Keynesian economist. The book argues that financial crises are not unusual accidents caused only by outside shocks. They are built into the logic of capitalist finance itself. Minsky explains how periods of apparent stability encourage more borrowing, weaker balance sheets, and increasingly fragile financial structures. Over time, this can push firms and households from safer hedge finance into speculative and then Ponzi finance, creating conditions for crisis. The book also examines the role of public policy, especially central banking and fiscal intervention, in limiting damage when instability emerges. It is both a theory of how booms turn into busts and a policy-oriented argument for stronger oversight, lender of last resort support, and full employment measures. Written in an academic style but with broad historical relevance, it remains one of the most influential books on financial instability and crisis dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Minsky's core claim capitalist stability breeds its own instability. The central idea of the book is that economic stability is not self-sustaining. Minsky argues that when markets experience a long period of calm, lenders, borrowers, and regulators all become more confident and more willing to take risk. That confidence changes financial behavior. Firms rely less on internal cash flow and more on borrowing, while investors accept thinner margins of safety. In Minsky's framework, stability itself creates the conditions for instability because it encourages expansion of debt and leverage. This is a direct challenge to the standard view that capitalist economies naturally tend toward equilibrium and less disturbed by an external shock. Instead, the book treats financial fragility as an internal feature of modern capitalism. The importance of this argument is not only theoretical. It explains why crises often emerge after booms rather than during obvious panic, and why reforms introduced after one crash may not prevent the next one if financial actors adapt in new ways. The book is therefore less about isolated failures than about a recurring structural pattern in credit-based economies. Secondly, the hedge, speculative, and Ponzi finance sequence. A defining contribution of the book is Minsky's classification of financial positions into hedge, speculative, and Ponzi finance. Hedge finance is the safest form. Income flows are sufficient to pay both interest and principal. Speculative finance is more vulnerable because cash flow can cover interest but not full principal repayment, so refinancing becomes necessary. Ponzi finance is the most fragile category, where borrowers depend on rising asset values or new debt just to meet existing obligations. Minsky uses this sequence to show how a boom gradually changes the composition of finance across the economy. As optimism rises, borrowers and lenders move toward more leveraged positions because these appear profitable in the short run. The danger is that this behavior can continue until a small shock, such as falling profits or rising rates, exposes the weak structure underneath. The sequence is useful because it gives a concrete language for understanding fragility before collapse occurs. Rather than treating crisis as a sudden mystery, the book shows how balance sheets deteriorate step by step while apparent prosperity continues. Thirdly, why debt-fueled booms can end in credit crunches and debt deflation. Minsky links fragile finance to the broader dynamics of recession and crisis. When many borrowers are highly leveraged, even modest declines in asset prices or earnings can trigger repayment problems. Lenders then become cautious, credit tightens, and firms or households that depend on refinancing are forced to sell assets or cut spending. That process can feed on itself. Falling asset prices weaken balance sheets further, which reduces credit availability, which causes additional declines in spending and investment. The result is a cascading downturn rather than a simple slowdown. This mechanism is closely related to debt deflation logic, in which falling prices increase the real burden of debt and intensify distress. The book is especially strong in showing why financial distress does not stay confined to finance. It spreads into production, employment, and consumption because modern economies rely on credit to sustain ordinary business activity. Minsky therefore explains crises as system-wide events, not just failures of a few reckless institutions. The analysis helps clarify why recessions following credit booms tend to be deeper and more damaging than ordinary cyclical contractions. Fourthly, the government as lender of last resort and employer of last resort. The book is not only diagnostic, it also makes a policy case. Minsky argues that government must play an active role in preventing instability from turning into depression. In monetary terms, this means strong lender of last resort support from the central bank and close oversight of banks and financial institutions. He believes the state cannot simply wait for markets to correct themselves, because by the time a crisis is obvious, damage is already widespread. More importantly, Minsky extends stabilization policy beyond finance. He supports an employer of last resort or job guarantee approach, which treats full employment as a primary goal rather than a byproduct of investment-led growth. This is a distinctive aspect of his work because it links macroeconomic stabilization with labor market policy and social protection. The logic is practical: if private demand collapses, direct public employment can preserve incomes, reduce insecurity, and prevent deeper recessions. Compared with narrower monetary policy approaches, Minsky's framework is more ambitious and more structural. It assumes that durable stability requires institutions that can intervene before fragility becomes collapse. Lastly, a prescient warning for modern finance and regulation. One reason the book remains widely read is that its arguments proved strikingly relevant to later financial crises. Its emphasis on leverage, speculative borrowing, and fragile funding structures anticipated many features of the 2007 to 2008 crisis and other episodes of financial stress. The book is also important because it criticizes the tendency of regulators to respond only after a collapse, when the rules are already outdated and the next cycle of innovation has begun. Minsky suggests that financial systems evolve faster than supervision, so oversight must be proactive and adaptive rather than reactive. This makes the book valuable to economists, policymakers, and financial professionals who want to understand not just what happened in a crash, but why the same patterns keep reappearing. Its continuing influence comes from the fact that it combines a theory of crisis with a theory of institutional failure. The result is a book that reads less like a historical artifact and more like a framework for interpreting recurring instability in modern capitalism. In conclusion, Stabilizing an Unstable Economy should be read by economists, policymakers, central bankers, financial analysts, and advanced students who want a serious account of why crises recur in credit economies. It is especially useful for readers who are dissatisfied with models that treat recessions as rare deviations from an otherwise stable system. Minsky offers a more demanding perspective: instability is endogenous, and financial success can quietly create the conditions for failure. That makes the book intellectually valuable even when its policy prescriptions are debated, because it forces readers to think in terms of balance sheets, leverage, institutional incentives, and the changing character of finance over the business cycle. What sets it apart from many books on crises is that it is not merely descriptive or retrospective. It combines theory, historical insight, and policy design in one framework, linking Wall Street fragility to employment policy and the lender of last resort function. Its lasting importance lies in its ability to explain why booms end badly and why stabilization requires public institutions that act early, not only after damage is visible. For anyone studying macroeconomics or financial instability, it remains a foundational text. If you would like to support Minsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.